Hello, and welcome to another episode of Awaken Your True Self podcast with yours truly, Lorelei Daly. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm quite sure that at some point you have realized that there is more to life than what's visible. Maybe you don't remember when exactly it happened, or maybe it was a process of noticing more and more unusual things with time. Or maybe there was a significant situation or a life circumstance that shook you to the core. For example, brush with death, serious illness, or maybe your life fell apart on one or all levels. Whichever way it was for you, you felt something stir inside of you, something that didn't allow you to just keep on living the way that everyone else was living, but rather to look for a deeper meaning. There must be more than the material world. There must be. And so you have started searching. I remember when I was a teenager, maybe 12 or 13 years old, and I had this realization that I exist, that I am a separate being, not just an extension of mother and father, that I have my own mind and my own wants and my own feelings. I remember it well, and I can go back to relive it too, as about that time I started writing in a diary. I can see how step by step I was awakening to who I am, to what I like and what I don't like, to what makes me happy and what makes me sad, to what excites me and what hurts me. And around that time, when my true self started speaking, voicing opinions, wanting to make choices, I was told that I'm not allowed. Not necessarily by those words, but by cruel comments, insults, belittling speeches, and being forced to follow someone else's always changing requirements. I always loved reading, and one of the first books that I've read, other than the school curriculum ones and the novels, was about psychology of emotions. The other one was Life After Life, if you remember that one. And then Nostradamus's prophecies. It was then, when I was becoming a young person, my inner self was already starting to wake up. I've had the curiosity, but my progress was halted. We all crave connection. That's the main basic human need. Back when the humanity was still living in the wild, the connection to parents and community meant survival. It's still like that for children to this day. When we are small, we are dependent on our parents to be able to survive in this world. So when one of the parents hasn't worked through their issues and projects their wants and needs onto the child, that child has to give up who they are just to maintain the connection. Or their deep primal brain tells them that they will die. So when I was a child or a young adult, I did give up my true self. I was an introvert always, but then I hid even more in my shell. Well, maybe at times I tried being who I am, but that meant I was facing more suffering and fear. I did what I was allowed to do and only shared what I felt on the pages of my diary or when I was talking to my dogs when we were alone. To an outsider, my life looked quite put together. My family wasn't very wealthy, but we did quite well. My parents were business owners, we had a car, our own apartment, we went on holidays. I never lacked food or clothes, but I also never felt what it was like to be loved or seen or cared for. So when I became an adult, I wanted to get as far away from that environment as possible. And in a way I did, but the damage was done. I have learned to be who I needed to be to survive in the world, and I was able to fit into situations just as all the other humans did. I had a few different jobs, got married, had a child, got divorced. I went out dancing and partying with my friends and had a few romances as well. I took my daughter to the beach, to school, to different hobbies, taught her to ride a bike. A normal life by society standards. But it was real only on the surface, because it wasn't mine. I loved my child, I loved the ocean and the beach, and I loved reading and dancing. But everything else was just a facade, a game I was playing without even realizing that that's what I was doing. My body has always been very sensitive. I'd get sick a lot as a child, and only now I know that it was my internal guidance system screaming at me that something is wrong in the way that I'm living my life. That my soul is being crushed and my heart is not being heard. But as a child, I was simply coping. I couldn't really do much, could I? But then, when I was an adult, I was still living on an autopilot of compliance to the society standards, to my parents' standards, to the standards that I put on myself as a way of securing my safety and survival. But my body knew. It knew that I wasn't helpless anymore, so it tried yet again to wake me the hell up. That wake-up call was a sudden appearance of panic attacks and insomnia, with all of their terrifying bodily symptoms. I literally thought I was about to die every day. But that was my soul calling me to listen, and I did. Eventually I did. I started looking into alternative therapies after being very disappointed by mainstream approach of being numbed down by drugs. So that's how my search for self started. So that's the prerequisite to awakening, the search. We read, we sign up for different workshops and courses, we spend hours on the internet watching videos, reading articles, listening to podcasts, opening up our mind. And we try different approaches, various methods, use many different tools. We are so hungry for knowledge that we take it all in. Without much discernment at first, only later on finding what feels right to us and what suits or doesn't suit our needs and values. Eventually, we arrive at the first step of awakening, which means the realization that we actually do have a choice how to live our lives and that we create our own reality. Wow, isn't that liberating? To know that we can have and do and experience what we want. I'm sure that all of you read or watched The Secret at some point and felt amazed by it, and a little scared too. Why scared? Because if we create our reality and the law of attraction is based on what we think, then we have to make sure to only think the positive thoughts and do our best to stay hopeful and happy all the time. Sure, it's great to feel so empowered, but in this step we disregard anything that's unpleasant, unwanted, and uncomfortable. You can say that we open up to allow the light in, but we pretend there is no shadows, which is an illusion, as the world is built on polarities. But at that point, we don't know it yet. We think that the negative is wrong, so we focus on manifesting what we want. Only on the positive. And sometimes we do manifest and make things happen, but more often we don't, no matter how many affirmations we write down and how long we meditate for. Why? The answer comes in the second step of awakening. You arrive at the second step when you realize that it's not that you attract what you want, but what you are. And what you are is based on the vibration of your subconscious mind as well as the conscious one. You cannot create the life of your dreams just by focusing on the positive. You need to see and release all that's hidden underneath. There are all the negative beliefs that you may have created in your childhood or picked up from people you were dependent on. There is the lack of self-esteem and thinking that you're unworthy of love. There's a lot of unresolved pain, guilt, and shame. Once you allow yourself to see it all, the real work begins. You know that you cannot hide from your past traumas and negative feelings anymore, but you have to face them head on. And so you do. You allow the shadow to come to light. You make the unconscious conscious. You focus on feeling and healing. But beware, because you can get lost in it by taking it to the extreme end of the stick, always looking for more places to heal and thinking that you have to do more work on yourself. Healing the pain is a very important part of the process, just as focusing on what you want and what you can be grateful for is. But trying to fix yourself creates resistance to who you are, to those vulnerable, hurt, sad, or angry parts of yourself. So at some point you must realize that healing requires turning towards your traumas and negative thoughts and feelings and allowing them to just be. To learn to accept the dark, unwanted side of yourself. And with this acceptance and allowing comes liberation from the struggle of trying to be someone that you're not. Some call it self-parenting, some call it inner child work. I see it as an act of true, unconditional self-love. And without it, you couldn't get to the next step of awakening. The third step is realizing that the universe, as well as yourself, is built of polarities. And either side of the spectrum is neither good or bad. They just are. They are options, possibilities, experiences for you to choose from at any given point in time, at any part of your life, on any given day, or in any moment. You see this world as a playground where your soul gets to expand through experience. By trying out the negative, you get to learn what you do and do not want. So the negative is not bad, but necessary in order for you to realize which road to take and which direction to turn to. How could you know that you want to be healthy if you've never been sick? How would you realize what is your dream career if you haven't tried a few that you didn't like? How would you know what love feels like if you've never experienced solitude, heartbreak, or abandonment? And how could you value peace if you've never been in chaos and disarray? With this realization that all that is just is, and you get to choose which side of polarity to experience, you get to release the resistance to life. When you transcend the opposites, you can find the inner peace that you've always been searching for. This is the real freedom and the real liberation from the matrix that, by the way, we all chose to be in at this time in our soul's journey. I have only recently arrived at this last step, and I am actively going through it. And it hasn't been easy. I can see every day how much resistance I have held in myself, towards myself, and I'm clearing it every day. But now I know that everything I feel in the moment is valid and needed, so I just allow myself to be in whatever state I'm in. And I get the answers and the realizations and insights on what it is that I need to do next in order to become more fully who I am and allow my light to shine through. So, where are you on your spiritual awakening path, Truth Seeker? And wherever you are, just know that it's okay to be where you are. And remember that you are not alone. There is many people who have already woken up, who are already walking on this path. And there is more and more of us waking up each and every day. I hope that this episode helped you understand a little better of what it is that you're going through and where you are on your path, on your spiritual awakening journey. And just remember, if you need any help, you can always look me up on my website, loreleiaidali.com. So for now, I wish you a great day, and I will speak to you soon on another episode of Awaken Your True Self podcast.